It seems we're perpetually bombarded in our digital lives.
It is a challenge.
Our devices all clamor for our attention.
It is.
Smartphones to home appliances.
Yes.
How do we navigate this deluge of information and stay informed without being overwhelmed?
Well, this research paper we're looking at today might have the answer.
Ambient rhythm, melodic sonification of status information for IoT-enabled devices.
Yes, that's the one.
Proposes an intriguing solution.
Using sound rather than sight to convey information.
So instead of our eyes glued to screens?
Precisely.
Our ears would pick up on these subtle changes in our sonic environment.
That's the idea.
How would that work?
The researchers propose using what they call sound icons.
Okay.
Essentially pre-recorded sound samples
uh-huh.
to represent different devices or processes.
Interesting.
These sound icons would be arranged rhythmically
okay.
to create an ambient rhythm that conveys information about the status of each process.
So each sound icon is like a musical note. And our devices would be playing us a symphony of status updates.
That's a good way to think of it.
It makes sense to me.
Just as the tempo and instrumentation of a musical piece can evoke different emotions.
Or convey a narrative.
Exactly.
The speed and combination of sound icons and the ambient rhythm can communicate a wealth of information.
Yes, and it capitalizes on our innate ability to associate sounds with events.
The whirring of a fan tells us it's running. A car horn warns us of danger.
Yes, exactly.
We react to those sounds without even thinking about it.
This research takes that subconscious processing of auditory information to a new level.
I see.
Imagine a scenario where the gentle hum of your refrigerator changes slightly to indicate that the water filter needs replacing.
Okay.
Or the rhythmic clicking of your printer speeds up as it nears completion of a print job.
All without you needing to glance at a screen.
That's the idea.
That sounds incredibly efficient.
It does.
But how effective is this approach in practice?
It's a good question.
The paper mentions an experiment.
They did an experiment. Yes.
Can you tell us more about that?
The researchers wanted to test whether participants could accurately interpret information conveyed solely through these ambient rhythms.
Makes sense.
To ground the experiment in a relatable context.
Okay.
They chose a machine monitoring scenario.
A factory setting.
Well.
Or something similar.
Yes, a workshop.
Okay.
With different machines operating.
And to make the experience as realistic as possible,
yeah.
they used actual sounds recorded from various machines.
That's right.
As opposed to artificial tones.
Exactly.
To make it more true to life.
Precisely.
So it'd be easy to recognize the sounds.
Yes.
What machines did they use?
The experiment focused on 5 different machines.
Okay.
Including 3D printers,
uh-huh.
sanding machines, and laser cutters.
Each with their own distinct sound.
Exactly.
And each machine was assigned 6 priority levels, representing its current operational status.
Yes.
Everything from idle to requiring immediate attention.
Yes, 6 levels of urgency.
So they created a sonic representation of a busy workshop.
Yes.
With 5 machines operating at various intensities.
That's right.
And the participants had to decipher what was happening.
Yes.
Based purely on the ambient rhythms they were hearing.
That's an accurate summary.
Do they have any training?
They received a brief training period.
To learn the ropes.
To learn the assigned sound icons and their corresponding priority levels.
Yeah.
Then they listened to a series of ambient rhythms,
right.
each one representing a different scenario.
With the machines operating at various levels of activity.
Exactly.
How did they do?
The results were pretty impressive.
Could they keep track of it all?
The participants demonstrated a remarkable ability to distinguish between the different machines.
Just from the sounds.
Based on their unique sound icons.
Even when multiple sounds were layered within the rhythm.
That's right.
Were they able to accurately identify the priority levels?
Yes, they were.
For instance?
Yes.
Could they tell if a machine was nearing completion or if it required immediate attention?
The success rates in identifying both the machine and its priority level were significantly higher than chance.
So it really worked?
It seems so.
Indicating that the ambient rhythm did indeed convey meaningful information.
It appears to have done so.
That's fascinating.
It is interesting, isn't it?
It suggests that we can process complex information through sound.
It would seem that way.
Perhaps even more intuitively than we realize.
It's certainly possible.
Our auditory system is remarkably adept at detecting patterns and changes in sound.
Yes, it is.
Think about how a musician can discern individual instruments within an orchestra.
It's true.
Or how we can recognize a familiar voice in a crowded room.
We can indeed.
This research harnesses that innate human capability.
It does.
To create a new channel for information processing.
Exactly.
This opens up exciting possibilities.
Any possibility.
Particularly in situations where our visual attention is already stretched thin.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Like driving or operating machinery.
It would be very useful in those situations.
You still keep track of everything else that was going on.
Precisely.
Imagine a surgeon receiving auditory cues about a patient's vital signs.
Interesting.
During a complex procedure.
Instead of having to look up at a monitor all the time.
Freeing up their visual focus for the task at hand.
Yes, that's right.
Or consider a pilot navigating through challenging conditions.
That's a good example.
Guided by subtle shifts in the ambient rhythm of the cockpit instruments.
Instead of having to visually scan all the instruments all the time.
In those high-stakes environments.
Right.
Even a small improvement in efficiency and situational awareness.
Exactly.
Can make a significant difference.
A small change can have a big impact.
Absolutely.
Especially in those kinds of situations.
And for the rest of us.
In our day-to-day lives.
In our daily lives.
Yes.
This technology could offer a respite from the tyranny of the screen.
It could indeed.
Allowing us to stay informed without constantly checking our devices.
I think a lot of people would appreciate that.
It's about finding a more balanced way to interact with technology.
Yes, I agree.
One that aligns with our natural sensory capabilities.
Using sound instead of sight.
Exactly.
Precisely.
It's about creating a world where technology doesn't compete for our attention.
Yes.
But rather harmonizes with our senses.
I like that.
To enhance our perception and understanding of the world around us.
That's a great way to put it.
It's an intriguing concept.
It is.
Instead of being bombarded with visual alerts.
Yes.
We would move through our day.
Glide through it.
Yes, cocooned in a symphony of sound.
I like that.
Subtly informing us.
Guiding our actions.
And just as a skilled composer can evoke a wide range of emotions through music.
Yes.
This ambient rhythm could be tailored to convey different types of information.
Precisely.
With varying degrees of urgency.
Yes.
Or subtlety.
That's right.
So instead of a jarring notification sound.
Which can be quite startling.
Yes.
And annoying.
We might hear a gentle crescendo indicating a task nearing completion. Or a subtle shift in rhythm reminding us of an upcoming appointment.
Yes, that's the idea.
The possibilities for personalization and customization are vast.
They are indeed.
Imagine setting different ambient rhythms for different contexts.
Yes.
A calming soundscape for focused work.
That's a great idea.
An upbeat tempo for exercise.
To keep you motivated.
Exactly.
And on track.
Or a soothing melody for relaxation.
Very nice.
It sounds as though we develop a heightened awareness.
Yes. A greater sensitivity.
An almost sixth sense.
Yes.
Attuned to the subtle nuances of our sonic environment.
Precisely.
We'd be reawakening a sensory capacity that's been somewhat dormant in our visually dominant culture.
I think that's an excellent point.
Learning to listen deeply.
Really listen.
Not just to the world around us.
Yes.
But also to the subtle messages conveyed by our devices.
That's right.
It's about shifting our focus from the visual to the auditory.
Interesting.
From the insistent demands of the screen.
Yes.
To the subtle whispers of sound.
I like it.
And in that shift, we might discover a more balanced,
yes,
harmonious way of interacting with technology.
I think so.
One that enhances our lives.
Yes.
Without dominating our senses.
Exactly.
A future where technology speaks to us.
Instead of shouting at us.
Exactly.
Yes.
Not through a cacophony of alerts.
Which can be quite overwhelming.
Yes.
And stressful.
But through the elegant language of sound.
Yes.
That's a future I'm eager to experience.
As am I.
And it seems this research has opened the door to that possibility.
It certainly has.
And as research in this field progresses.
Which it no doubt will.
Yes.
We can expect to see even more innovative and nuanced applications of this technology.
Transforming our relationship with the digital world.
Making it more seamless.
And more harmonious.
Precisely.
And enriching our sonic experiences in ways we can only begin to imagine.
I think we've only scratched the surface of what's possible with this technology.
Well, thank you for joining me today for this fascinating deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us.
Until next time.
We'll see you next time.